big and tall for political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. And we led it today, Fancy Brian, with what? GOP red equals COVID dead. You know, if you live in 14 or 16 of the leading COVID death states, you got a Republican governor. And if you live in the lowest area of COVID mortality, you probably have a Democratic governor, just statistically. So, you know, certain things start being borne out by these statistics, let's say. And I would say Donald Trump knows, and you can see it from the mortality rates. I mean, the fact that he effectively allowed or encouraged, or perhaps discouraged would be the word, discouraged his followers from wearing masks. Hell, barely encouraged him to get vaccinated until he was former President Trump, right? And right-wing talk radio.
I don't want to create a panic.
Yeah, right-wing talk radio. They're still out there, and it's beyond propaganda. I mean, this is deadly propaganda. When you start bringing supposed healthcare professionals on to completely contradict what the statistical facts tell us, if you don't get vaccinated, you're far more likely to die. If you live in a red state where there's a low vaccination percentage, you're far more likely to die. And also, if you were a supporter of Donald Trump, why? And oh yeah, the man's going to grift you or fleece you if he can. So this newest take, and here's my clever on that one, Fancy Brian. They called it an administrative error. You know, it flew into New Orleans and never actually awarded a contest winner, even though they had sent out 15 different email asks across this entire database. It wasn't like 15 people got the email. They all got the email 15 different times. Give money and you can have dinner with Trump.
I don't think it was an administrative error as much as a lack of administrative priority.
Well, as I would call
it. They didn't care.
Well, much like, you know, I did my little equal signs. GOP red equals COVID dead. How about this? Administrative error. And it doesn't rhyme, but equals Trump grift. Trump grift. He was just grifting. He never intended to award a prize. The fact they got called on it, that just gets in the way. That's just an inconvenience. Oh, you know.
We had like a long history of him doing the exact same thing with literally every product he's ever tried to push.
What, screwed people? Grifted them?
Yeah.
Fleeced them?
It's a long history, folks.
Defrauded them. I mean, you know, you could say I'm being inflammatory or hyperbolic. But no, he's literally, look at the Trump University.
The only legit business that he's ever done is the fake legit business that the producer of The Apprentice made it seem like he did. That's the most legit business that he did, was faking that he was an executive on a fake reality show.
I thought he was good at that.
No, he wasn't. He was
the faking part.
No, he was absolutely horrible at it. In fact, when it came down to having to fire someone, he wouldn't watch the rest of the episode. He wouldn't see what happened during the week. He'd just show up, pick someone to fire, and then the producers, Mark Burnett, would have to go and make it seem like he knew what he was talking about and then edit it in post to make it look like that person needed to be fired. It happened all the time because the guy didn't bother to go and put any work into his own fake company.
You're acting like some people prep for shows.
Hey, at least we care enough to try and put one on.
844-967-2789. Nothing but the best callers, listeners, like Andy from Beaver Dam. How you doing, Andy?
Well, not too bad. I'm licking my wounds. Fancy Brian, nice job on tweaking the transmission.
Yeah, 540. You can hear it, man. I drove all the way to Milwaukee and back today just to listen to the louder, clearer sounds of 5:40 a.m.
All right. It's no matter where you go, it's coming in. You got Southern Wisconsin covered. You remember the pizza guy in Tulsa, 9999. What was that guy's name?
Herman Cain, the Herman now Cain departed dead pizza guy from Tulsa. He was a presidential candidate, a right wing talk radio host. Although I guess it'd be inaccurate to call him whitey righty. But he was conservative. He was actually syndicated by the same guy that syndicates Stephanie Miller.
Oh, really? Wow.
You Becky, that's Becky, crazy. Becky, Becky, stand, stand.
And he died, apparently, from COVID contracted at a Trump rally.
That would be the assumption, and that would be right. Incidentally, now, Dodge County finally did a milestone. I think 50% of the people in Dodge County at least have had one shot. And that's after 2 years now, or how long has it been available? A little over a year, I guess. 14 months, 15 months, whatever it is, a vaccine. But at any rate, yeah, we have a lot of ignorance.
Relative to population, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I've specifically looked at Dodge County before. Andy, it always had too high a mortality rate relative to population. I mean, I felt bad for Waukesha County. It was relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County. But then you get up into Dodge County, man, and it is brutal. Yeah. Brutal. Yeah. It way higher. It's like West Virginia numbers.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the play.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life.
Good shape, yeah.
Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum and tum tum. Yeah, I had a great time this weekend, Andy. And sometimes, you know, I say I had a good time, but, you know, it was just okay. But this weekend was freaking awesome, man. I had a great time.
That's beautiful.
In Mayville, beautiful Mayville, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it struck me just by the tone of the audience. And, you know, we had comedians. So, you know, some of the jokes bordered on political fare. And, you know, judging by the tone of the audience, I thought it was, you know, at least 60, 40, 70, 30 lefties. The righties were all down at the honky-tonk. The lefties were enjoying the fine comedy musings of my pal Dobie.
They were slightly more cultured than the
slightly,
righties.
Slightly. Understanding the stage was a 4x4 carpeted wooden box with a 60-watt light bulb, and the plug was running down the side of the stage. So, you know, defined culture, but the comedians were damn good, Andy.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear it.
Funny if not amplified properly.
No, well, you could give them pointers, being that you're in the broadcast and communications.
That's what all professionals love, is when some random drunk from the crowd comes up and gives them unsolicited advice. But, you know, you know me, Andy. I actually did.
Yeah.
I actually did.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a good day, boys. I'm listening, but I'm not always calling. But we're on it.
Well, Andy, I'm just glad you're feeling good and healthy and spry up there in Dodge County. You know, got to be careful. The vaccination rate. Someone just told me barely reached 50% up there. Someone said that on the phone one time. Must be true. It happened on the Devil's Advocate show.
Well, that's how you know it's true.
I'm not even sure if they've reached 50%. 844-967-2789. I would never doubt my buddy Andy, but, you know, verify. It's worth the Google. Wisco Paul, how you doing, man?
Hey, Crudy. I just want to say something on a call you had yesterday. I do believe his name was Gary. And I just want to pass this on to your listeners. When we had the Act 10, the 2011 protest down in Madison, I was there, and I used to rally to the Teamster Semi.
Gary from Sussex, yeah. Basically analogized it was, what, it was an insurrection. Why is that any different than what they did at January 6th at the U.S. Capitol? That was what bothered you, Paul?
Yes, it did, because I was there, and it was totally peaceful, and we marched around and said, this is what democracy looks like. Nobody hit anybody. Nobody had any guns. It was what you're able to do in a free democracy. And I take aback what he said. That is no comparison to January 6th, and I might add what the Republican Party is still doing, calling it a fake election. That was good people down there, and it just really calls me to think that I as a protester at that time, am compared to the January 6th protesters. And I will say another thing. I didn't know him at the time, but I remember Pizza Box, who is a good man, and I consider him a friend with his signs down there, was he was just a super dude what he did down there, and now I know him, but at the time I didn't. But I just want to make this point, and I think you were there, Crudy, that there was no violence. Nobody had guns, and it was just a bunch of union guys that got together to protect state unions and the teachers' unions, and it was all on the up and up. The only person I know that was probably scared was the former governor.
Yeah, Winker.
If my memory serves me right, he wouldn't even come out and face the people. He ran around in tunnels, and he's a coward. So, Gary, I want you to – you really actually ticked me off yesterday when you said that, because there's I'm not going to go any further, because it's something I did, and it was all on the up and up, and I actually was proud to be there. So, all my Teamster brothers.
I never saw a single published report about you crapping in the Wisconsin State Capitol like they did at the nation's capital. I mean, there's a certain line when you start defecating and wiping it on the walls. That's what the true patriots do. Real quick, the Dodge County mortality rate, and we've got cases in Dodge County of 27,000, round numbers, and 319 deaths out of 27,000 cases. Now, Milwaukee County has 10 times as many cases, almost numerically 10 times as many, 267,000 cases in relatively blue Milwaukee County, over 2,000 dead, 2,170, which is, about six times as many as Dodge County? But here's what's really sad. Dane County, 123,000 positive COVID tests, compared to 27,000 in Dodge County. Dodge County had 319 dead. Dane County, 491. Five times as many cases and nearly as many deaths in Dodge County. So you can say, freedom.
The good thing that
freedom's killing those people.
Those dead people will know that, at least it was freedom. And that it was all fake. At least the dead people know that it was fake and it was just a hoax. And it was just because people wanted to feel better about themselves.
Well, it was their own personal way of saying F Joe Biden. They stuck it to Joe.
That way. He knows now.
Waukesha County, by the way, second greatest death rate, mortality rate, numerically in the state of Wisconsin. Now, Waukesha County has over 1,000 dead. Milwaukee County is over 2,000 dead. Waukesha County had 111,000. Again, Dane County, 123,000. Less than half as many mortalities, 491. Now, we broadcast, Fancy Brian, you're in Waukesha County. You're in downtown Waukesha right now. But we just got there, man. We haven't changed the science or the politics. Not yet. But it's pretty sad to think that our Republican friends in Waukesha are literally allowing themselves to die of a preventable illness by failing to get a vaccine. The math speaks for itself. Just go look at the math. Don't trust Crudy. Vicky, I know you would never trust my math, but go look it up. Look up the math. And then just consider getting a vaccine. If you haven't done it yet, I don't think I'm going to convince you. But the math is in, and the math says do it. Come back, Devil's Advocates. Stick around. Just do it.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down because I don't want to create a panic.
I don't care what drug will work. Try a bunch of them.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant.
Why not gargle?
You Becky, 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 stand, stand.